Playing the music you want to hear. 95.1 Gem FM.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Jude's Gems. We have another competition for you, and you'll love this one. It's a $200 buy right voucher donated by our sponsors, O'Brien Electrical, plus a Gem FM $50 merch pack. So, you know the score. Text us on 0484510152. Now, my secret word for this hour is books, B-O-O-K-S. So you know what to do. Give us a ring. Give us a text. No, don't ring. Give us a text. Now, what if I told you the smartest person who ever lived was a magazine columnist, not a scientist, not a Nobel Prize winner, not even a professor, a columnist in a parade magazine? You know, the ones they stuff inside your Sunday newspaper, the free ones. Her name is Marilyn Vos. Marilyn Vos Savant. She was born on August the 11th, 1946. And in 1986, the Guinness Book of World Records officially listed her IQ as 228, the highest ever recorded in human history. For context, Einstein was estimated around 160 and Stephen Hawking about the same. So 228 isn't just genius, it's a different species. But here's where it gets interesting. Just a few years after giving her the record Guinness, World Record Guinness, they quietly deleted the category entirely. Why? Because the scientific community started to turn on IQ testing itself. The tests she used, the Stanford-Binet and the Mega Test, were being called too unreliable to crown a single human the smartest on Earth. The whole thing unraveled. And yet, Marilyn never went away because she didn't need the record every week in her Ask Marilyn column. She answered readers' questions that stumped mathematicians, professors, and scientists worldwide. Thousands of PhDs wrote in to correct her, but she was right and they were wrong almost every time. So today for some music, I have some Hallett Reddy and some Cher. Enjoy this.
You live your life in the songs you hear on the rock and roll radio. And when a young girl doesn't have any friends, that's a really nice place to go. Folks hoping you'd turn out cool, but they have take you out of school. You're a little touched, you know, ain't you, baby? Lovers appear in your room each night and they whirl you across the floor, but they always seem to fade away when your daddy taps on your door. Angie girl, are you all right? Tell the radio good night. Like he walked into a play, and the music's so loud it spins him around till his soul has lost its way. And as she turns the volume down, he's getting smaller with the sound. It seems to pull him off the ground toward the radio he found, never to be found. Disappeared and every
everyone thinks he died. Except a crazy girl with a secret lover who keeps her satisfied. It's so nice to be insane. No one asks you to explain. Radio by your side, Angie baby. Sleep alone.
Okay, I have some community notices here. Live It Up in the Wet Sundays at the Early Beach Festival of Music from the 6th to the 8th of November, featuring 60-plus acts across 15 venues with a main stage on the water's edge at the Wet Sunday Sailing Club. Watch big-name acts and discover new talent. All this within easy walking distance. The atmosphere is electric. Ticket holders can bounce between intimate gigs in local pubs and the main seaside stage. Acts including Xavier Rudd, Mental as Anything, The Whitlams, The Radiators, plus many, many more to be announced. This is the ultimate music holiday, a tropical escape and party in paradise. Oh, who wouldn't want that? Check out the Early Beach Festival of Music website for the great lineup of talent and ticket sales. Now, I'd like to say thank you to Jude, Kay and Pam for checking in with their competition. And I've just had another one, I think. All right. Ah, Kerry. Thank you, Kerry. So my secret word is books, B-O-O-K-S. So just text me in on 0484-510-152. Now, has everybody heard of Mahler? He was an early 20th century composer of classical music. Now, in the 20th century Vienna, brilliance often came with conditions, especially for women. Alma Mahler was the wife of the composer Mahler. She was not just a wife in Vienna's elite circles, she was a composer, a serious one. She was a trained musician with her own voice, her own ambition, and a growing body of work. Yet when she married Gustav Mahler, everything changed. He gave her a choice, marriage or music. There could only be one composer in the household. Her music, he insisted, must end. She agreed. For years, Alma set aside her compositions, turning instead toward the role expected of her, supportive wife, silent partner to genius. But silence does not erase talent, it only buries it. Her songs, rich with emotional intensity and lyrical precision, remained unwritten or unheard of, held back by the lack of ability, not held back by the lack of ability, but by the weight of expectation placed upon her. Later, much later, he admitted he was wrong. After confronting the cost of that suppression, he encouraged her to publish some of her work, a quiet acknowledgement of what had been lost. By then, the years she might have spent freely creating had already passed. Alma Mahler's story is not just about one marriage, but about a pattern repeated across generations. Women asked to shrink so that others could expand. And yet, even in fragments, her music endured. Proof that talent does not disappear simply because it is denied space to exist. So I have a bit more share for you here.
I don't know why I said the things I said. Pride's like a knife, it can cut deep inside. Words are like weapons, they wound sometimes. I didn't really mean to hurt you. I didn't want to see you go. I know I made you cry, but baby, someone took a knife and drove it deep in my heart.
Thank you to Linda for texting in as well. My secret word is books, B-O-O-K-S, and you're in for a $200 gift voucher from Buyright, proudly donated by our sponsors O'Brien Electrical, plus a Gem FM merch pack worth $30. Now, the Bowen Arts Society is hosting a high tea on Saturday the 27th of June at the Wangaratta Bowls Club, 2 to 4pm, and there's a limited seating. There'll be a glass of bubbly on arrival. There will be some art on display and for sale. So make up, if you want to make up a team and pre-book on our Bowen Art Society Facebook site, we will message you back the account number you can just put the money into. And the tickets will be can be picked up at the door. Unless you come in to the Art Society rooms on 20 William Street, which is down beside where the neighbourhood centre used to be and where Coinda daycare still is. So down beside there, what used to be the shed. We will be there Wednesdays and Saturdays between 9 and 1. So come on down, have a look around what we've got there, and come and enjoy a glass of bubbly and some high tea with us. Okay, now, next thing, I find this interesting. Some might not, but it's 1975, and a photographer walks into a bank in Nice, France. He rents a safety deposit box. He puts an alarm clock inside and sets it for midnight and leaves. The alarm goes off, but nobody came. His name was Albert Spaghiari, and he had just confirmed that the richest bank vault on the French Riviera had no alarm. He spent the next 2 months digging a tunnel from the city sewers to the floor of the vault. 8 meters of rock by hand at night, 6 inches only per shift. Now, on the Friday of Bastille Day weekend is a 3-day holiday. He and his crew broke through the floor of the vault. The first thing they did was to weld the vault door shut from the inside. They then spent the entire weekend breaking open 371 safety deposit boxes. They ate foie gras, they drank red wine inside the vault. On Sunday night, they left. And on the wall of the empty vault, they sprayed a message. Without weapons, without hatred, without violence. They stole 50 million francs, equal to $10 million in 1976. None of it was ever found. Months later, though, a gang member's girlfriend went to the police. Spaghiari was arrested, and during his hearing on the third floor of the courthouse, the judge turned away for a moment to look at a document, and Spaghiari jumped out the window. He landed on the roof of a car. He jumped onto a waiting motorcycle and waved to the judge as he disappeared down the street. He was never caught. He fled to South America, had plastic surgery, and changed his face. But he didn't want to be forgotten. He sent photographs of himself to French newspapers, sometimes dressed as Santa Claus. He died a free man in 1989, and the money was never found. The audacity of it, eh? Okay, some more Tina Turner here for you.
Thank you. too soon. We never loved her together alone. Don't you sometimes wish your heart was a hard stone? Dreamers in castles made of sand, the road to Eden's overgrown. Don't you sometimes wish your heart was the stone?
Get us.
And I have another community notice here. We are having a giant garage and book sale at the Bowen Museum. It's at 22 Gordon Street on Saturday, the 6th of June, which is this Saturday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. There'll be lots of bargains to be found, including household linen, storage solutions, crockery, tables, wall art, books, and much, much more. Get there early to get a bargain. The Bowen Museum, Saturday, the 6th of June. Now, I have a question here for everyone. This is an art question, and this is not a competition. There's no prize for it. This goes with our high tea that we're having. So I want to ask you an art question because we will be having an art trivia there. So which artist painted The Starry Night? Was Pablo Picasso, Vincent van Gogh, Claude Monet, or Salvador Dali? Does anybody know the answer to that one? Give me a text and let me know if you do know. Okay, I have another story about robbery. And I don't know, this is funny. It's not supposed to be, I suppose. In 2015, a group of thieves broke into a vault in London's Diamond District and stole £14 million in jewels, gold and cash. Okay. The youngest was 60. The oldest was 76. The ringleader had committed his first heist in 1971. This was to be his last job. So 44 years later, over the Easter weekend, when the entire neighbourhood was closed for 4 days, they entered through a lift shaft and lowered themselves into the basement. They used an industrial diamond tip drill to bore through a vault wall half a metre thick. They learned to use the drill from YouTube. On the first night, they broke their equipment, so they went home and came back the next night with better tools. The alarm went off. The police were notified, but the police did not respond. They drilled through the wall, raided 73 safety deposit boxes, and carried the loot out in wheelie bins. £14 million in diamonds and gold in bins. Now, the oldest member travelled to the heist on a senior citizen's bus pass. It was stolen under a fake name. The lookout fell asleep during the robbery. One of them packed his diabetes medication for the job. They were caught because one of them drove his own car. It was on every camera between his house and the vault. They discussed the crime on their phones. The phones were tapped. They had bought a book called Forensics for Dummies. It did not help. All six were convicted. The oldest was sentenced to 6 years. Of the 14 million they stole, only four was ever recovered. The rest has never been found. The largest burglary in English legal history was committed by six pensioners. Their combined age was 443 years. I just find that supposed to be serious, but I find it quite funny. I've got some more shit here for you. Edge of nowhere, there's only one way up, so your heart's gotta go there. When heroes fall in love or war, they live forever. This is a song for the lonely. Can you hear me tonight? For the broken-hearted, battle-scarred, I'll be by your side. And this is a song for the lonely. When your dreams won't come true,
to look no more.
Now, I know the last two I talked about were supposed to be serious robberies and we should take it seriously, but you can't help but laugh at the sheer audacity. Although not much was recovered from it, so, you know, they got away with it. Well, it's time for me to go now. My gem for today is, your time on earth is limited. Don't try to age with grace. Age with mischief, audacity, and a good story to tell. That's it for this show, but stay tuned for Love Your Garden, which is coming up next. And I have one more song for you from Cher. See you on the other side.
Music in Bowen and the Whitsundays, 95.1 Gem FM.